Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. If you haven't listened to February 1st episode yet, I highly encourage you to do that. It is longer, about 40, 45 minutes long, but it is a testimony of the goodness of God and what He has done in our lives. So good. I know it will bless you. And so I'm encouraging you to put this on your list to do. So definitely do that while you're taking a walk, because it will be really encouraging to you. Our God loves to answer prayers. And that is why I read scripture every day and pray for you. We are in Isaiah chapter 38, the whole chapter this time, and this is in the New English Translation. This is what it says. In those days, Hezekiah was stricken with a terminal illness. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, visited him and told him, "This is what the Lord says, give instructions to your household, for you are about to die. You will not get well." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, remember how I have served you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and how I have carried out your will." Then Hezekiah wept bitterly. The Lord's message came to Isaiah, "Go tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord God of your ancestor David says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Look, I will add 15 years to your life. I will also rescue you and the city from the king of Assyria. I will shield this city," Isaiah replied. "This is your sign from the Lord, confirming that the Lord will do what he has said. Look, I will make the shadow go back 10 steps on the stairs of Ahaz." And then the shadow went back 10 steps. This is the prayer of King Hezekiah of Judah when he was sick and then recovered from his illness. "I thought, in the middle of my life, I must walk through the gates of Sheol. I am deprived of the rest of my years. I thought, I will no longer see the Lord in the land of the living. I will no longer look on humankind with the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling place is removed and taken away from me as a shepherd's tent. I rolled up my life like a weaver rolls cloth. From the loom, he cuts me off. You turn day into night and end my life. I cry out until morning like a lion. He shatters all my bones. You turn day into night and end my life. Like a swallow or a thrush, I chirp. I coo like a dove. My eyes grow tired from looking up to the sky. Oh, Lord, I am oppressed. Help me. What can I say? He has decreed and acted. I will walk slowly all my years because I am overcome with grief. Oh, Lord, your decrees can give men life. May years of life be restored to me. Restore my health and preserve my life. Look, the grief I experienced was for my benefit. You delivered me from the pit of oblivion, for you removed all my sins from your sight. Indeed, Sheol does not give you thanks. Death does not praise you. Those who descend into the pit do not anticipate your faithfulness. The living person, he gives you thanks as I do today. A father tells his son about your faithfulness. The Lord is about to deliver me, and we will celebrate with music for the rest of our lives in the Lord's temple. Isaiah ordered, "Let them take a fig cake and apply it to the ulcerated sore, and he will get well." Hezekiah said, "What is the confirming sign that will go up to the Lord's temple?" Mind if I pray for you. Jesus, thank you so much for Hezekiah's willingness to pray in the midst of such devastating news. And I pray that this would be an example for us. And I also really love his prayer because it is very, very honest. He laments, he weeps, he is sad about his life ending early. He doesn't hold back from you, Lord. May we be the same as we pray to you, that we can tell you just through scripture we see that we can lay our hearts bare before you. We can experience you in the midst of devastation, Lord. You do hear our prayer. And just as you heard Hezekiah's prayer, you hear our prayers too. Help us to be honest like that. Help us to lay everything out. Lord, you already know the words that we're going to say, but you desire to have a relationship with us. And therefore, that's why we go ahead and talk with you and share our worries and our cares and our concerns. Lord, for those feeling like Hezekiah today, whose health has just walked away from them, who feels like they're turning bitterly toward the wall with tears and worried about their health, Lord, would you do a miracle today through the power of your Holy Spirit? Would you restore my friend who's listening today? Restore them back to health and life. Lord, they promise that they will praise you with instruments. And Lord, in light of that, I pray you would help all of us to become singers for you. I know it doesn't matter what the quality of our voice is, but it's that we have wholehearted devotion to you as Hezekiah did. And as you deliver us, I pray that you would make us a people who love to worship you in song, that there would be joy that comes from what you do. Lord, we acknowledge that right now and we worship you. We sing before you. We dance before you. We acknowledge that you have given us more blessings than we deserve. And even if we got no blessings, but all we had, which is amazing, is salvation, we would be well content because you have delivered us from the domain of darkness and you've brought us into this marvelous light. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's lots of different levels there. And I just want to thank all of you who are patrons of the Pray Every Day show because you are helping William with his with all of his really great editing that he does for the show, and Kristen, who also assists me in getting out social media about this podcast. If you want to help somebody else, you know someone that's struggling right now, go ahead and just send them prayeveryday.show. Let them know that there's someone in the world praying for them because I think that that might really help. Thanks so much.